We're the home of Big Z Sports, 99.9 WTUZ. Good evening and welcome to our winter edition of Big Z Sports. It's brought to you tonight by TMK Valley Propane, Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Agency, Chuck Nicholson GMC Mazda, Kime Lumber, Parkway Superstore, Benchmark Construction, and Action Extreme Sports. Now it's on Big Z Sports.
Welcome into the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Deckler and Eric McElroy. We're live in the Benchmark Construction Studios. Don't forget, if you want to participate in the program today, you can jump on Facebook and like our page, WTUZ Big Z Sports. You can follow us on Twitter at @big_Z Sports. And of course, this year, new to us is our text line, the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. Eric, no Chris Kale tonight, but me and you are going to hold down the fort, and hopefully we can get his high school report just like he likes it.
Just like he likes and just like everybody else likes it. Joe, you mentioned how folks can interact with the show tonight. Facebook and Twitter are always a way to do that. Our poll question is up, brought to you by the Parkway Ford and Lincoln Superstore there in Dover. Has to do with high school sports tonight, Joe. We want to know, since, you know, it is now tournament time.
It is.
We want to know which high school basketball teams, both boys and girls, of course, which will make the deepest run into the state tournament. So you guys comment away, and we'll chat about that a little bit later on.
There's a few out there that I think that will make a decent run. We'll see what
happens. On both sides, boys and girls.
I do. I think this year is the year that boys and girls go a good distance this year.
Once again, that's our poll question brought to you by the Parkway Ford and Lincoln Superstore there in Dover. It's up on Facebook and on Twitter. Once again, WTUZ Big Z Sports, and then @big_Z Sports there on Twitter.
And of course, tonight we'll look back at the week that was in high school sports. Me and you were scrambling around a little bit trying to find some information.
Miss you, Chris.
Yeah, we do miss Chris. That's one thing that I don't think we show enough appreciation for Chris Kale and what he does for
us.
Okay,
we're done tooting his horn.
I'm just saying.
We're
done. For all he does for high school sports, and we appreciate that. But we got all the information that we need for tonight. We're going to talk about that. Also, the NBA All-Star Game. We're going to talk with Strasburg boys basketball coach Adam Hall. That's coming up around 6:20. And we're going to talk to new Philadelphia girls basketball coach Tracy Payne. She'll be on the phone with us about 6:35, 6:40. So we'll get both of those coaches as their tournament runs start Saturday. And, Tracy Payne starts Saturday. Adams is next Tuesday. Of course, Major League Spring Training, the Reds-Indians. Of course, the good guys come out on top today. We'll get into that in just a minute.
Oh, who cares? What is it, Grapefruit League?
No, this is Cactus
League. Oh, Cactus, my bad.
Grapefruits in Florida.
Florida, yeah. Makes sense.
Cavs are back at it last night against the Wizards and tonight against Memphis. And, of course, college basketball, the Buckeyes, and tournament time coming up for them as well.
Yeah, Joe, you know what else we encourage? If you guys want to comment on anything we discuss tonight or even get in on that poll question action, we don't discriminate. You can do so on the text line or phone lines as well. It's the same number, 330-339-9399. We welcome calls and texts throughout the entire evening. So maybe someone can try and fill in for Chris Kale throughout the night.
Yeah, we could probably. I don't know if somebody could talk that much, though.
Definitely not. Yes. I know that for a fact.
But we're going to have a fun show tonight. Obviously, we'll get into, like I said, the NBA All-Star Game, and that was a pretty good game as well. Big news out of Cleveland for Larry Nance Jr. We'll talk about that during the Cavs. And whatever else we get into, maybe some yay or nay or,
Well, we have 2 hours to kill,
and we're doing a great job so far. Let's see if we can kill some more. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and get into our high school report after this on Z Country 99.9.
Direct from our Benchmark Construction Studios, it's Big Z Sports. Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
The Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Deckler and Eric McElroy. We're live in the Benchmark Construction Studios. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, WTUZ Big Z Sports. Follow us on Twitter @big_Z Sports. And of course, the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. You can text us or even call us if you want to talk to us about a topic that we're talking about tonight. me and Eric holding down the fort as Chris is playing firefighter this weekend. So, Chris, stay safe there, brother. We're going to try to do justice to your high school sports report right here.
I tell you that. And I tell you this right now on Facebook and Twitter, our poll question is up, brought to you by the Parkway Ford and Lincoln Superstore there in Dover. We want to hear from you guys. Which local high school basketball teams, boys and girls, will make the deepest run in the state tournament? A bunch of comments up there already. We'll get to that shortly. But as you alluded to, Joe Geckler does our weekly high school sports report for Tuscarawas County. We'll start with high school basketball and go back to Tuesday. On that day, the New Philadelphia boys lost a tough one against a good team at Canton McKinley, 56-38. The Quakers, Joe, though, at halftime, they were only down by one, 19-18.
Yeah, they, you know, the McKinley just too much in the second half. And, you know, 56-38 final there. But, you know, you go out and play McKinley, that's like playing one of the big boys
that'll,
in the state of Ohio.
That'll get you ready for tournament time right there. Also, Indian Valley on Tuesday, they beat Carrollton 70-61. Oddly enough, we all know the Braves, they started the season undefeated 17 games in, and then they snapped that three-game losing streak right there, Joe.
They did. They knock off Carrollton. Cade Williams and Ryan Berger both had 19 points. The 10th-ranked state-ranked Indian Valley Braves as they moved down a few spots after last week's loss. You know what? Connor McGuire chipped in with 13 as well. But Adam Chaney for Carrollton fired in 34 points thanks to 8 3-pointers.
Dude could not miss. So let me get this straight. The 3 losses for Indian Valley in a row. What was the one before Dover again?
Berlin Highland.
Okay. And then it was Dover and then Strasburg in the, in the showcase.
Yes.
All right. How was that over the weekend?
It was a great event. Great event. Claymont and their guys down there, Garth Evans and the boys, they did a great job. Chuck, it was unbelievable. Chuck Rest was awesome with everything, the accommodations, the facilities were fantastic. The basketball was really good. It's going to be a fun event if they continue to do it.
Yeah, I was supposed to join you there. I had a sick wife and sick kids. Still, almost a week later, still a sick wife and sick kids. We move on. More action from Tuesday. The boys, Sandy Valley over Tuslaw, Joe, in a close one, 61-59. Bryce Kelly, he had a basket with 50 seconds left, and that proved to be the game winner.
Yeah, that was the game winner. The Cardinals improved to 17-5. They trailed by 12 points in the second half
before rallying
to victory. So Danny Bartholomew led Sandy Valley with 24 big points. He's a baller. I saw him play at that showcase. That kid can flat out play.
He's just adding to his 1,000 point mark. I don't know what he's at right now. Not a mathematician. Also, Malvern, they beat Lisbon 73-62. West Holmes over Fairless in a blowout 74-49. Now we skip ahead to Wednesday, Joe, and Highland took on Coshocton in some girls tournament action, D3. We had a running clock in this one. Final score of 81-7 on that night. So it was 55-4 at halftime. That whole running clock, they just started it this year. October is when they adopted it. Only for tournament games, though, is when they use that in high school basketball.
Don't even get me started on that.
Anyway, I don't want you to rant about it.
Next game we'll go to the Garraway Lady Pirates. They knock off Newcomerstown 69-29. Sid Mullett, 22 points. The number 2 seeded Garraway Pirates advance to play the Morgan on Saturday. They will play them at 2 o'clock. The Raiders defeated West Muskegon 66-29 on Wednesday night. Zoe Johnson and Haley Shutt each added 10 points for the Pirates. But Garraway, you know, also had the running clock in the second half.
Yeah. You mentioned the Pirates. They'll play Morgan for the sectional crown. We'll get into more tournament action at the tail end of the high school sports report. Also, from Wednesday night, Tuskegee Valley over Martins Ferry. The final there, 63-26. And the Trojans, they got out to a big lead, 20-8, and they never looked back from there, Joe.
Never looked back, and, you know, they're now 19-4 on the year. And they will play Bel Air coming up, which beat Bartonville 72-52. But Boston McKinney tallied 14 points for Tuskegee Valley, while Kiara Stewart added 12 and Jaden Kuykendall at 11. Lily Pearson grabbed 6 rebounds to lead the Trojans and Madison Ging was a lone Purple Raider in double figures, 15 for them.
Also, Ridgewood over Edison in girls action, low scoring game, 33-28. Union Local over Sandy Valley by one. This was a close game and an upset, 60-59. Joe's the Cardinals, they fall.
Yeah, the Cardinals, that was an upset. They fall to 13-10. They probably should have won the game, but
that's,
you know what, they
them.
Didn't. That's it. That's the season. That's
isn't it weird how it just ends like that?
And now Sandy Valley moves on to softball, which they're really, really good at that.
So. Look ahead to that. Buckeye Trail over Harrison Central, 60-26. We have more action. Cambridge over West Holmes, Division II sectional tournament, the final 52-34. And then boys basketball from Wednesday. Strasburg beat Mogador, Joe, 59-46. Andrew Cregan had 12. And Jacob Farthing, he had 16 for the Tigers. Of course, who are we going to talk to later?
We're going to talk to Adam Hall from the Strasburg Tigers. He's going to join us after this segment here to talk about those Tigers, 21-1 on the season. And Tigers also got 9 points from Race King against Mogador. That's a tough trip up there. They had to go to Mogador. That game was rescheduled.
It's a nice little trip.
From a snow game, I guess, or a snow out, if you want to call it, from earlier in the season.
Yeah, we had a bunch of makeup games throughout the past couple of weeks because of all the those snow games, as you said, Joe. I think this was one of them, if I'm not mistaken. Dover and Worcester on Wednesday night. Dover beat them 42-31. I saw a highlight in that game. Who is it? Shamar, right?
Shamar Martin.
He had a dunk in that
dunk,
game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And actually, Tim Plant sent me the video, and he said, "See, I told you my cousin could dunk."
Well, Tim Plants can't dunk, so he might as well brag about somebody else.
There you go. Cade Rutsager led with 15 points. Brandon Troyer added 9 as Dover improved to 15-6 with a non-conference makeup win at Worcester.
On Thursday, Joe, more girls tournament action. Kelsey Hewlett, she had 20. How many times have we mentioned her name throughout not only this season but last season? Malvern, they beat Frontier 54-46. That in Division 5 girls action. Sorry, 4 action.
Yeah, that was a big win. Malvern improves to 18-5. They'll host River in the sectional championship tomorrow afternoon. So that'll be a big matchup. River's a good basketball team, and we'll see how Malvern and Kelsey Hewlett can do.
Connaughton Valley lost to Fort Fry 46-12. You mentioned River, Joe. Yeah, they beat Strasburg as well on Thursday night, 52-21. So the Lady Tigers see their season coming to an end. And then TCC, they fell to Shenandoah in tournament action, 63-24. Boys action from yesterday, Connaughton Valley over Barnesville, 63-58. Ray Burdett, he had 25 points. His teammate, though, had 22, Dustin Willoughby. So they have a nice tandem there.
Big game, Ray. Big game, Ray Burdett with 25. And the Rockets now 16-6. They trailed 23-19 at the half, but took a big lead, 42-38, to secure the win. So big win there for the Connaughton Valley Rockets and big game, Ray.
So we ended with the boys right there. We'll continue with the boys. All the tournament draws, Joe. Indian Valley and Strasburg, two of the better teams in the area, tops in the IVC. They both got number one seed. So the Braves, they will host Carrollton. That's March the 3rd, though, so they have to wait a little while. Also, Strasburg, they will take on Bellsville. In Division 2, these games also that March the 3rd, New Philadelphia, they will take on either Minerva or Steubenville. That is undecided as of right now. Then Claymont, which is a number 20 seed, they have to take on a number 2 seed, John Glenn, which that'll be a tough one for him.
That will be a tough one. John Glenn, the Muskies, they're always a good team. So Claymont and John Glenn. But you know what? It's always fun. Anything can happen when you get into tournament basketball.
And also the 16 seed West Holmes, they will take on Philo. That one also in March, which really isn't that far away.
Do you remember Philo's mascot?
The Electrics.
Very good.
Right?
Very good.
Thank you. Hey, Dover. In Division 1, they take on Austintown Fitch. This game's tomorrow, and the winner of that will take on my alum, the Lake Blue Streaks, in the sectional final, which that one will be, again, March the 3rd. Now, Division 3, here's some tournament draws for you. Sandy Valley hosting Buckeye Local, Garroway, and West Muskingum. All this boys action, and will take place not tomorrow, but March the 3rd. Again, Ridgewood and Edison, and then Tuskegee Valley will take on Coshocton. And then Division 4, Highland and New Cumberstown, TCC versus Steubenville, Catholic Central, and Conotton Valley. They will take on Shadyside. And hope maybe Joe will be on the air again. Big Z Sports will broadcast in some of these boys and maybe girls basketball games.
We are working towards that as well. As we I talked to the powers that be today, and hopefully to get final approval early next week to maybe continue our basketball play-by-play as we did a couple weeks ago.
And some girls tournament draws real quick. New Philadelphia and Highland, both number one seeds. New Philadelphia will take on Beaver Local. That game is tomorrow. Also happening tomorrow, you have Dover Joe, the girls, Lady Tornadoes. They're going to be taking on Claymont. That will be at Dover High School. Dover's a 6 seed, Claymont a 17 seed.
That'll be an interesting game. I think when you get two area teams that haven't played, and Dover and Claymont, it always turns out to be a good physical matchup.
And Indian Valley, they will travel to number 2 seed Maysville to be a tough one for the Lady Braves. And some other girls action for the tournament. And these games tomorrow, just like those couple ones I just mentioned previously, Garraway taking on Morgan. That one will be at Garraway. Tuscarawas Valley at Bel Air. That's a 4-3 matchup in terms of seeds. Highland and Ridgewood. The Lady Generals will have to play their best game, probably, Joe, to upset Highland.
Probably better than that.
Better than their best?
Yes.
Dig deep, gals. Buckeye Trail, number 5 seed, number 8 seed, Union Local. That game at Buckeye Trail. So, of course, it's tournament time. Girls really underway, and the boys get going next week, and then next weekend it will be a big week for all the high school boys and girls basketball action. Some wrestling for you too real quick, Joe. This weekend in Division 1 at Perry High School, Dover will be there. What's at stake? Individuals from 4 weight classes will advance to then the district tournament, so it's all about individual stuff right now. Division 2 will be at Claymont. The schools there, Claymont, Carrollton, Indian Valley, and West Holmes, and that's the same deal, 4 individuals in each weight class. Also, there's going to be an event at Steubenville, Riverview, New Philadelphia, and Harrison Central will be at that one. For Division 3 at Sandy Valley, you'll have Sandy Valley there, of course, New Cumberstown, Garraway, Tuskegee Valley, Malvern, and Tuscarawas Central Catholic. Then at Barnesville, that's the tournament that Coshocton will be taking part in. So there's some wrestling action for you over the weekend, Joe Geckler. And I know it wouldn't be complete, a high school sports update, without bowling at the end, right?
Correct.
Last week, Chris Cale disappointed you.
He did.
This week, I will not disappoint you. What if I told you the road through the state tournament runs through Wabash Lanes?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's where it will go down. Tomorrow, the Division II District Bowling Tournament. 5 area teams will be there at Wabash Lanes. It all starts, I want to say, at 2 o'clock. Forgive me if I'm wrong on that time. No, I'm sorry, 10 a.m. So there you go. I was way off. So that's tomorrow. And your high school weekly sports update, which I hope Chris Cale is extremely proud of, right here on Big Z Sports 99.9. Of course, we keep you updated not only with that on Friday nights, but Joe, our weekly podcasts, which go up each and every single week, normally on Monday, but give or take a day here or there.
Yeah, it just depends on when each schedule works out between you and myself and Chris, and see when we can get up. Usually they're up by Wednesday, no later than Wednesday. But this week it got up, and it was me and Chris that did it. And Eric, you were on sick baby duty that day, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Chris and I did that. But
it's amazing that I'm not sick yet.
I know. So stay away from
me. I say
it's
yet.
It's probably brewing in your system.
Is that knock on wood? Yes. Hey, you want to get some responses real quick from our poll question? Driven by Parkway Ford and Lincoln Superstore there in Dover. Which area high school basketball team, boys and girls, will make the deepest run in the state tournament? Of course, our buddy Riley Benson says the Sandy Valley boys team. Quentin says the Strasburg Tigers boys. Quentin always chimes in. Kimberly Nichols says Indian Valley boys. Matthew Hunt, Indian Valley boys. Gary Smith, funny guy here, he says the team that wins the most. Very funny. Very funny, Gary.
What about Cameron Peterman? Come on, Cameron. Do you have to take the easy way out and take the Highland girls?
Come on. That's like picking the Patriots to go back to the Super Bowl.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is. Come on, Cameron. Go out on a limb and pick somebody else.
That's pretty much the equivalent of that. You guys can chime in or text your response or call to the poll question tonight, brought to you by the Parkway Ford and Lincoln Superstore. It's on Facebook and Twitter. And I mentioned call or text. It's 330-339-9399.
Yep, Eric, coming up after the timeout, we're going to talk to Adam Hall, Strasburg boys basketball coach. That's after this timeout on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9.
This is Chuck Rust, Commissioner of the IVC. For the best area high school sports coverage, listen to WTUZ Big Z Sports.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Eric McElroy, Chris Kale on assignment tonight. If you want to participate in the program, jump on our Facebook page, WTUZ Big Z Sports. Follow us on Twitter at @Big_Z Sports. And, of course, the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. We just did our high school sports report, the last segment. Now we're going to welcome in Strasburg boys basketball coach Adam Hall. Coach, congratulations on a great season, 21-1. Let's rewind a week, Coach, if you don't mind. And let's go back to the IVC Showcase and talk about that big win you had over Indian Valley last Saturday night, 58-46. That was a big dominating performance by your Tigers.
Yeah, no, the kids played well. It was a great tournament-type atmosphere for our kids to be in. And we were just really excited with how we played.
Coach, Race King led away the senior. I believe he poured in 16 points, but it was a big spark plug for your offense that night.
No, he did a nice job. He's been struggling a little bit on the offensive end and turned it around that game and had a good game against Mogador as well. But more than anything, too, I thought he did a great job on Connor McGuire, the player of the year in the IVC South, to hold that kid to 2 points. We did a really good job on him as well, and Race is a big part of that.
Hey, Coach, what did you think of the whole IVC showcase? Obviously, the first year for it. I thought it was a great thing, both the girls and boys' side.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great thing to do. I hope we can continue doing it. You know, I think it's good for our league, too, good exposure. And, I mean, $6 a ticket to watch 7 games, you can't beat that.
Yeah, Coach, let's go now to Mogador game the other night. You knocked them off 59-46. Jacob Farthing, 16 points. Andrew Cregan added 12. And you guys, you know, that capped off your regular season at 21-1. That was a big win on the road for you.
Yeah, we struggled for the first 4 minutes and then played really well. We ended up having a 23-point lead, and then they made a little bit of a run on us there. But Mogador is a very good team. Historically, have always been a regional contender up there at the Canton Regional, and they had only lost 4 games, and they were probably more athletic than us at every single position, but to our guys' credit, they came to play that night and did a great job.
Hey, Coach, what's been the key to your team's winning streak here down the stretch? Because you could argue maybe you guys are playing your best basketball right now at the time where you want to be playing your best ball.
The best thing about these guys is they're the true definition of a team. They don't care who gets the credit. They just want to win. And there's no egos, and we don't battle those types of things. You know, for us, it all starts on the defensive end, you know, defend, rebound. And then on the offensive end, just taking care of the ball and making sure we're getting a high percentage shot every single possession.
Coach, if you look at your tournament draw coming up here that starts on Tuesday, you guys take on Bellsville. What do you expect from them?
Bellsville, much improved team from last year. They've only won 7 games, but that's up 6 from last year. And it's tournament basketball, and they want to win just as much as we do. And, you know, everybody's fighting for that next day of practice. And so we're going to have to come ready to play against every single team that we play.
Coach, if you look at your bracket all the way throughout to the regional finals, there's some tough teams in your bracket. You got the Bishop Rosecrans, you have River, of course you have Malvern, who you won one against and you lost one, your only loss of the season, but you did beat them later in the season. But then you have Highland sitting at number 2, a team that you beat earlier in the year. You only played them once, but your bracket is pretty challenging for your Tigers.
Yeah, it is. We, you know, we're excited about the competition. You know, Rosecrans or Caldwell, both are going to be formidable opponents. And then we'll just have to see how it plays out from there. But, you know, River's a really good team. They have a kid named Lucas Isley who scored over 2,000 points in his career and is a candidate for player of the year in the state of Ohio. Obviously, everybody knows about Malvern and Highland, but there's some other really good teams, too. Toronto's a really good team. Shenandoah's a really good team. And like I said, it's win or go home, so everybody's going to bring their best, and you got to be ready to play each and every night.
Coach, there's nothing like tournament time, right, in high school basketball?
It's the best time of the year.
Let me ask you this. Our poll question tonight, I'm not going to have you answer that because I know what your answer would be. Brought to you by Parkway Ford Lincoln Superstore in Dover. We're asking folks which area's high school basketball teams, both boys and girls, will make the deepest run here in the state tournament. Coach, if your team wants to make a deep run here, what do you guys need to do well? What are you preaching every day to your squad?
Consistency, I think, is the biggest thing. And you know, staying in the moment and not letting the moment get too big for us. You know, like I said, we have really great kids, and we're going to do what we do and what's got us to this point. We're not going to change a whole lot in our game plan. We just want the kids to feel confident each and every game they go into in the tournament.
Coach, you're a pretty young team. I noticed two seniors on your team. What do they mean to your program?
Those two mean everything to our program. Ray King's been with us for 4 years as a starter. 3 years as a starter, I'm sorry. He played a little bit as a freshman, but he has made tremendous improvements since his freshman season. Everybody knows about his defense, but he's become a pretty good scorer for us as well. One of our hardest workers. And then Andrew Cregan's our rock on the inside. First couple years, he wasn't able to play because he tore his labrum in football. But the past 2 years, he's a big key to our success, because if you can have someone in the middle like him to defend and rebound and score, that goes a long way. So they both are huge, and they will be two kids that will be tough for us to replace moving forward, without a doubt.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best here at Big Z Sports on Tuesday against Bellsville and throughout your tournament run. We look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us on.
Yep, that's Adam Hall, Stralsburg boys basketball coach, joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show. And, you know, he's just done a remarkable job at Stralsburg. It's unbelievable the things that, you know, he lost a ton of talent last year, coming back with only two seniors. But, man, he has made a great run this year as well.
Which makes for a bright future there for Stralsburg Hoops. Only a couple seniors on this team, led by a great coach right there in Adam Hall, in which we just talked to, obviously. Hey, you missed any part of that interview, it'll be up in our podcast section after the show, WTUZ.com. But, Joe, did Coach Adam Hall not have, like, his playoff, his tournament tone of voice?
He did.
He was Mr. Serious in that
interview. He was. Yeah, he wasn't messing around. He's focused just like his team is. You know, and if you look at this team, like he mentioned, the two seniors, Race King and Andrew Craig, but if you look at the underclassmen that play a role on his team for next year, Jacob Farthing, Mitch Niedenthal, Jared Willoughby, Mike Niedenthal, you know, there's a good core of kids coming back next year for Stralsburg. It's the future is very, very bright for the Tigers. So excited to see what they can do in the tournament run, and they get started with that on Tuesday against Bellsville. We'll have all the updates for you throughout the week here on Big Z Sports. Another timeout. We're going to come back and talk to New Philadelphia girls basketball coach Tracy Payne as her tournament run starts tomorrow right here on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ. You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9, Joe Geckler and Eric McElroy. Chris Kale on assignment working as a firefighter this weekend, doing his duties to do that. You are listening to the Big Z Sports Show. If you want to participate in the program, jump on Facebook, WTUZ Big Z Sports. We have our Facebook poll question up there. Take an answer, and we'll announce a winner coming up later on in the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, Twitter as well, @big_Z Sports, and our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. It's our pleasure now to welcome in Tracy Payne, New Philadelphia girls basketball coach. She joins us after completing an impressive 20-2 regular season. Coach, congratulations on a great regular season, and I know you're getting ready for your tournament game tomorrow against Beaver Local, but let's talk about that regular season for just a little bit. You had a pretty special season, Coach. You lost early in the season, and now you've been on a big, long winning streak. In fact, you went 2-2 to start the season, and you haven't lost since December 7th. What are you telling your team right now as you go into each game?
Right now, we're just really focused on coming in and getting better every day. With our last game being the 14th, we've had a little bit of a break, and the girls have been coming in knowing that we need to pick apart certain things and get better at others, and we just strive to be humble and hungry. So the girls know that everybody's out to get them. They have a target on their back, having 18 wins in a row, and having such a successful season, but they're a fun group of girls, so there's something that's brought new to the table every day.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned a key word there, that's humble. How do you keep your team humble and grounded with even a long winning streak? And there's been a lot talked about your team this year, a 1,000-point score and all that. How do you keep them, them grounded?
Our girls have done a really good job at knowing that there's always something we can work on. And so we talk about all the things that we did well in practices and games and things like that. And then we also talk about things that we know we need to get better at. So it's not really pointing out their weaknesses, but them realizing, you know, what they can get better at to help the team and what our team as a whole can get better at.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit ago you guys haven't played since Valentine's Day and at Coshocton. You had a 96-10 victory in that game. What do you tell your team? Do you learn anything about your team after a game like that?
What we try to do when we're in a game situation like that is pick different options out of our offensive sets that we don't normally get against competitive teams and competitive games. So some options that we've either thrown in or an option that might be harder to get that we've not got, but we get in practice. And so what we did was we focused more on ourselves and our sets offensively. So if we needed to get a backdoor cut out of a play or if we needed to get a screen and roll, we ran those sets until we would get that option. And if we didn't get that option, then we just kept running the play. But I think we gained a lot from our younger kids and the kids that come off the bench, as well as gaining and realizing some of the options that we've been working on all year, but they've never seen happen in a game time situation.
Coach, are you worried about maybe any rust with your game tomorrow, considering you haven't played in, 9 days? It'll be 10 days as of tomorrow.
I think our girls are ready to go. I mean, I think they have came in every day, and our tempo for practice matches the tempo for games. So I think our girls are just hungry, like they're ready to get out to start tournament time, and they're at the point where let's get it started, let's start the journey and see where it goes from there.
Coach, you mentioned the tournament, and that does start for you tomorrow. You guys take on Beaver Local, who they knocked off Steubenville 50-45. What do you expect from them tomorrow, and how do you expect your team to take advantage of this situation tomorrow?
Beaver comes in and they like to run in transition. I think I've told our girls, we just stay with how we've played all year and we take care of what we know we have to do. We obviously went over some personnel things for Beaver and some different scenarios, but from having our good few practices, the girls just know, take care of business on our end and everything else will fall into place.
We're talking to Tracy Payne, head girls coach for the New Philadelphia Lady Quakers. Tracy, we just had Adam Hall on, the boys coach for Strasburg, and I asked him this question, and I'm going to pose the same question to you. It's actually our poll question tonight on social media. What are maybe some of the keys to you guys making a deep tournament run here from February into March?
Our girls would definitely be just keeping the confidence and knowing that they're the best team on the floor as long as they believe they're the best team on the floor. We come out every day, like I said, just emphasizing what areas we can get better. And I think if the girls just have laser focus and they take one game at a time, we figure out what our opponent has, and we take care of what we know we can do, and then everything else down the road takes care of itself.
Coach, and if you look at the bracket that you're in, there's some formidable opponents in that bracket. You got Carrollton, who's the 4 seed, Indian Creek, who is the 5 seed as well. John Glenn sitting there at the 8 seed. But, this tournament is actually going to kind of play into what your season was. You play, if you would continue to win, you would play 3 games over the next week, which is very, very similar to a regular season, right?
Yes. If we continue to win, we play tomorrow, and then we would play Wednesday and Saturday. I think we're ready to get back into that routine of having a couple of days to prepare and then having a game and then having a couple of days and just having that same pattern. The girls seem to just gel really well when they get to playing and feeding off of each other. And then you also feed off of the tournament. It's always an emotional time, but it's a fun time. And you come and you put everything out on the floor and everything falls into place. And then you either go home or you move on to that next game.
You're getting antsy, aren't you, Coach? You and your girls. You're ready to go.
We are. We're ready for a game. We're ready to begin the tournament.
Well, Coach, enjoy the rest of your evening. We appreciate you taking time to join us here on the Big Z Sports Show. And, you know, we're going to follow this run as long as it takes, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again here soon.
That would be great.
Thanks, Coach. And that's Tracy Payne, new Philadelphia girls basketball coach, joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show. That's the second time she's joined us this year. Adam Hall's second time to join us. And, you know, we're trying to make our rounds back to the other coaches as well.
Well, you want to know what's interesting about both of those coaches. Last time Adam Hall joined us, his team hasn't lost since then, right?
It's the Big Z Sports karma.
Yeah, and then last time Coach Tracy Payne joined us, they haven't lost a game since then.
Yeah, so we're trying to give all this love to the coaches.
Feel free, coaches. Yeah. Feel free.
You know, we haven't talked to Coach Jamie Herman from Indian Valley since the beginning of the season.
And then look what happened.
Yeah, then look what happened. We haven't talked to him recently. So we're going to have to get him back on maybe next week and talk to Coach Herman. But again, big thank you to Tracy Payne for New Philadelphia girls basketball coach for taking time out of her prep night to get ready for Beaver Local tomorrow afternoon.
They've had plenty of prep time. And
yes, they have.
They haven't played since Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, they're out of love. They're ready to play.
Well, she mentioned out of love. I like that. She mentioned that they've been more up-tempo practices, but you can't, no matter what you do in practice, you can't match what goes on in a game. That intensity, nope. You just can't.
You cannot. Again, New Philadelphia tomorrow at home, taking on Beaver Local, 2 o'clock at New Philadelphia. We're going to take a timeout, come back after this on Z Country 99.9.
Direct from our Benchmark Construction Studios, it's Big Z Sports. You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Back on the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9, Joe Geckler and Chris Kale.
What'd you say, huh?
And Eric McElroy's filling in
nicely
on the high school report last hour. You did a great job on that.
If I wouldn't have pointed that out, that would have been a nice save.
It would have been.
Better save than in the women's hockey gold medal game. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
You didn't stay up late and watch.
No. I saw the highlights.
Why did it start? Because
it was live.
I understand.
They're like 3 days ahead of us.
I understand time zones, but to start at 11 Eastern time, right? That's when it started?
I believe so, yeah. 11 or 12.
It went into
like
a shootout.
2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but no, it was incredible.
Yeah.
First time since 98 the women's hockey team won gold.
And who they beat in that game?
The 98? Was it Canada again?
Yeah. You know where the 98 games were?
No.
Thanks for listening to my Big Z Sportsman. It's Nagano, Japan.
Is that where they were?
Yeah.
That's the first year that women's hockey was a part of the Winter Olympics.
Yep.
And then USA won it that year, and then 20 years later, they win it again.
Again. That's kind of how the Canadians say that.
Kind of.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country. Joe Geckler and Eric McElroy.
No Chris Kale.
No Chris Kale tonight. But nice high school hour that we had there. Again, a big thank you to Tracy Payne, New Philadelphia girls basketball coach, for joining us, talking about her team's season and their upcoming tournament run. And, of course, Adam Hall from Strasburg. He joined us as well earlier in the 6 o'clock hour to talk about the Tigers and their impressive 21-1 season.
Yeah, and of course, if you missed any of that, podcast section, WTUZ.com. So for staying true to form tonight, I guess, college basketball, Joe. Well, first of all, the Buckeyes, they lost 2 straight if you stretch back to last week. The latter of those losses came to that team up north. That was disappointing, that game. But Michigan had a lot riding on it. Obviously, they were ranked. It was at their place. It was their senior day. And they were fired up for that game. They were ready for us coming in there.
Yeah, they were. And you know what? Michigan's not a bad team. Ohio State's not a bad team either. I think, you know, they went from 8 and dropped all the way to 16. I think that's more like it for Ohio State. You know, I think they were playing above maybe their potential a little bit this season. But you know what? They're sitting pretty in the Big Ten tournament. They need to win tonight. They tip off here coming up, I believe, at 8 o'clock. And they play Indiana for their final regular season game, which is really weird for the Big Ten because usually they go all the way up until Selection Sunday, but their tournament starts next week instead of the week after.
That's how every conference tournament used to – I mean, the tournament this year, the NCAA tournament, for Selection Sunday, they're waiting a whole week from conference tournament time until – Selection Sunday, which I don't understand the reasoning behind all that. It was like almost a rite of passage, right when all the main conference tournament games were over, Joe, on Sunday. Then like 2 hours later, you had everybody still sitting around, like the team with their Big Ten championship shirts on, seeing seed they get. Now they're going to have to sit around and wait a week. It sort of spoils everything.
Yes, they will. And it'll be interesting to see how they do it and to see if the committee members can think back that far and how impressive did the Big Ten champion look, or how impressive did this guy look.
You know what?
It'll be interesting.
Maybe they do need that extra week. I don't know if they need it or not, but maybe their point of view is to give us an extra week to look at everybody and determine where everybody should be seated at. Give everybody their proper due diligence as they dig into the numbers and strength of schedule and who beat who, conference champ, all that good stuff.
Well, let's look at the top 25 from last week that was released on Monday. If you think of the top five here, Virginia, Michigan State, Villanova, Xavier, and Duke. Those are the top five teams in the country. If you were sitting here in October and I would have told you at the end of February you're going to have Xavier in the top five, Virginia at number one, what would you have said?
Yeah, it's funny. This year, it's interesting because the schools that are normally up top, Kansas, they've been struggling. They have six losses this year. Kentucky, they're not even in the top 25. Some of the blue bloods, you still have Duke up there. Michigan State, they're having a bounce back year after a couple of down years. Villanova is having a great year. How about Gonzaga, though, all the way up there at six? And Texas Tech out of the Big 12, up higher than Kansas. Teams like Purdue in the top 10. Even North Carolina has been struggling throughout the season, which I think will make for a great March, because you go and try and pick some of these games, you may have more upsets than usual. That's what it's all about in March.
And if you look at Cincinnati there at number 11, that's kind of a surprise as well. Ohio State in the top 16. Nobody thought Ohio State was going to be 16th in the country at the end of February.
You know what? I'm going to make a bold statement. You ready? Bold statement time.
Okay.
Before they fell to 16, they were ranked at number 8.
Yes.
Even when they were number 8, I don't think they were one of the top 10 teams in the country.
I would probably agree. Their record just indicated that they were. But you know what? They do have some big wins, but they also have I don't think they really have any bad losses. If you look back on their schedule, the losses they have are to Gonzaga, Butler, who's a decent team, Clemson, a game they should have won.
Butler's not ranked, though, but yeah, Gonzaga's a top 6 team.
They lost to North Carolina.
Top 10 team.
They lost to Penn State twice.
Ugly law. That loss, first of all, the one at home, you shouldn't have lost that game. It was a half-court three-pointer at the buzzer beat you. But then going to Penn State, and they whooped our you-know-what in that game. That shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, then losing to Michigan. So they really don't have a bad, bad loss that if the committee says, oh, well, they got knocked out, they're going to make the tournament.
And Michigan's a decent team. They're in the top 25. I think they are 17 now this week, right behind Ohio State. It's funny, when we played Michigan earlier this year in Columbus, Michigan, they were blowing us out in the first half of that game, and the Buckeyes came all the way back and beat them. But of course, Sunday, Michigan took it to us. Tuesday, Joe, the Buckeyes beat Rutgers on Ohio State's senior night. Caleb Wesson had 14, Kame Williams, he had 13. But how about C.J. Jackson off the bench with the team high 18 points for Ohio State?
Yeah, he's been a nice breath of fresh air this year for the Buckeyes.
Need that sixth man.
Yeah, they do. And, Kame Williams kind of let the team down a little bit getting suspended. I think that messed up their chemistry and their mojo there for a little bit when he came back.
You know, when that happened, they won the game after that. Or, that happened right before the Penn State game, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they lost those two straight. But Cade Bates-Diop, he only had six in that win against Rutgers.
And he participated in senior day, but he's only a junior.
Yes.
So that tells you right there he's on to the league probably.
It tells you right now he gone. Also on Tuesday in the MAC, they call it MACtion, Akron at Bowling Green, the Zips won 81-79. Kent State fell at Ohio U. They're in Athens 88-76. Toledo tops in the MAC, at least in the MAC West. Toledo lost to Eastern Michigan, ugly loss, 85-79. Then, Joe, Miami of Ohio beat the number one team in the MAC East. That's Buffalo, 84-81, a big win for Miami of Ohio. They're now a 500 on the year.
Yeah, Miami's not a bad team. I got to see them play.
But they're not good.
But they're not terrible. They have one of the best names of a player of anybody in the league, or anybody in the country probably. His name is Nike Simbamde.
Excuse me?
Yes. Nike Simbamde.
All right.
LeBron James.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, his first name is Nike. It's kind of weird.
Also on Tuesday, number 21 West Virginia over Baylor, 71-60. Wednesday night, only one game of note. Xavier at Georgetown, 89-77 as the Musketeers win it. They're 25-4 overall, 13-3 there in conference. And then on Thursday, number 11 Cincinnati beat up on UConn, 77-52, and the American. The Bearcats are 13-2, 24-4 overall. All right, you mentioned Cincinnati, Joe, and they're ranked number 11th. They got as high as number 5, I do believe.
They did, right behind Xavier when Xavier was number 4.
But I'm going to say this. You look at their schedule, they haven't beaten really anybody. Their schedule's quite weak, to be honest with you. The Americans, a down conference. They had an ugly loss recently against Houston as well. And they lost to Wichita State just the
ranked
on Sunday.
Yeah.
At 19. Yeah, well, I don't know what they are now, but...
Yeah, Wichita State's not a bad team, but Cincinnati has a home game coming up on Sunday. They take on Tulsa, but you know what? They're 13-2 in the American Conference and 24-4. So, and one of their losses was to Xavier earlier in the season.
You're right. That's one team they played. I mentioned Wichita State. They jumped up to 13 after beating number 5 Cincinnati on Sunday, but of course the Bearcats, they slipped a little bit tonight. You mentioned it. Ohio State on the road at Indiana. That's at 8 o'clock. Buckeyes favored by 2.5. They end the Big Ten regular season with a W tonight, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I think they win at Indiana. And I'm hoping they can climb.
Body Knight's not walking through that door.
No, it's actually the 32nd. I think it's the 32nd anniversary of the chair throwing incident.
Is it?
Yeah, it happened like, I think it was 32 years ago tonight.
Wow.
I saw that earlier.
That chair is still sliding across that floor.
Yes, there. It is. And get back to UC real quick. They lost to Xavier, and they lost to Florida, who's 5th in the country.
Or Florida's was, not number 5.
When they lost to Florida.
Yeah, and they now they're 5. Not even ranked.
Hey, yeah, sure they are. They're not ranked.
No, Florida's not even
still,
in
that
the
was
top
still team. Not a bad loss, though.
I get you. I read you. We're right there on the same page. Also, tonight in the MAC, Toledo at Central Michigan. Actually, Toledo hosts Central Michigan. Tomorrow, Miami of Ohio at Akron, Ohio at Buffalo, Kent State versus Bowling Green, number 21 West Virginia versus Iowa State. And of course, the regular season for college basketball winding down. Number 1 Virginia at Pitt tomorrow. And then Sunday, Cincinnati hosting Tulsa. Of course, case in point, just another weak American Conference game there for the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Yes. I'm just teasing. And, you know, so something that came out earlier today or late yesterday, the whole, you know, the issues with the FBI probe and the NCAA corruption into some basketball powerhouses. And if you look at some of these teams that were named in this report, and it's Yahoo Sports that did the report, Duke, North Carolina, Texas, Kentucky, Michigan State, USC, Kansas, and there's some current players that were on this report that are currently in the league or currently in college basketball. Miles Bridges, Colin Sexton from Alabama, Wendell Carter from Duke. You know, if you look at some of those and say, you scratch your head and say, you know, what's going on with people getting money? We're not supposed to do that. You know, there's some other names on that list from kids that are in the NBA already. Dennis Smith Jr., Isaiah Whitehead.
He just won the dunk contest, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was that the guy who won it?
No, that was Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then Markelle Fultz, the point guard for the Sixers, he's on the report. There's a kid from Xavier. I mean, it's quite an extensive report. It's very concerning.
Yeah, it's, when you get the feds involved really into anything, you better look out. And listen, we've all known for a while that the NCAA is corrupt. It's one of the more corrupt organizations out there. You take into account FIFA, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, NCAA ranks right up there in terms of corruption with greed and power and money. And everything else. The problem with this, Joe, is there's an agent involved in an agency, the ASM Sports, which really sort of funneled money into some of these players and into some of these universities. And you mentioned a few of those universities, but there's more mentioned and individual players mentioned in this probe. Yahoo Sports leaked this story earlier today, and it just brings up the conversation again of college athletes being maybe paid one day, which I honestly don't think that'll ever happen. They get fed already. They get a place to live. They
They get a free education.
They get that education. But a lot of them, if they're good enough, they leave school early and don't even graduate from college. Some go back, but that's a moot point. That's besides the point. This just raises a whole bunch of questions as to what to do now in college sports. Because if you pay a certain athlete, like a football player, you have to pay the women's hockey player, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's just the way it is.
Funnels down the
system. You can't pay one and not the other. But the fact of the matter is that these high-profile football and basketball schools that pull in millions upon millions upon millions, close to billions of dollars. You look at Ohio State's football program and Alabama. The money that those programs pull in pretty much fund an entire athletic department.
I mean, without a doubt.
If it weren't for Buckeyes basketball and football, what money would the athletic department have coming in? Because Ohio State wrestling or field hockey isn't pulling in that
Wrestling with Ohio State's they're really, really good. I mean, they get 10, 12, 15,000 at the Schottenstein Center on match nights. But, you know, you look at potential impermissible benefits and preferential treatment for players and families, including schools that had players who received $10,000 or more in questionable benefits. Here's some of the schools on that list: Duke, North Carolina, Texas, Kentucky, Michigan State, USC, Alabama, NC State. That's just crazy.
None of this surprises me anymore. I mean, we all know this goes on.
Oh yeah.
We all know certain kids, if they're good enough, are slipped maybe a little something, whether it be money, entertainment. We all know what happened in Louisville. They were basically hiring strippers to lure in top recruits throughout the country. Rick Pitino lost a job, national title revoked, you name it.
Your thoughts on that? Do you think the NCAA went too far in taking that away from them?
You have to. But it's a dirty game. Recruiting is a dirty game. In both in college basketball and in college football. You ever seen the movie He Got Game with Ray Allen?
Oh, yeah.
All that's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, well, about Blue Chips?
They weren't making that stuff. Yeah.
Nick Nolte.
They're not making that stuff up. It's a dirty and corrupt game, not only recruiting, but the NCAA, one of the more corrupt organizations out there. I don't know what can be done because it goes on really everywhere, at every major college campus. I'm kind of almost numb to it at this point.
Yeah, you just wonder when the next big scandal is going to break out, you know, and this guy took money, or that guy got this and this guy got that, and you wonder, like, these big time schools that keep having this success over and over, or a team that comes out of nowhere for a couple 4 or 5 years and then they go back into doing nothing. You know, you wonder, like, oh, well, how did they get good for 3 or 4 years and all of a sudden nothing? You know, where did those players come from?
You wonder. Here's the thing, though, and I understand the other side of the argument where somebody may say, hey, listen, how much money is a certain program making off of these players, these individuals, and these players aren't making anything, and they sell jerseys with the players' names on the back and the numbers that they wear for your favorite college team, and these players get absolutely nothing. There are cases. I mean, I've heard stories already just in today with the story that came out. College players haven't asked mom and dad for a few $100 just so they can maybe take their girlfriend out to eat, take him out on a date. Because these universities, they don't give them any extra spending cash. So if they can maybe go out there and sign their name on a couple football helmets and get it what they deem illegally, then they're going to go do it. Should they be allowed to do that now? If they're allowed to profit, Joe, off if you're a college athlete, you can make money off of signing your name on something. Should you be allowed to do it?
NCAA
says no, you're not allowed.
Maybe
they should be allowed to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
I mean,
they should.
Sad thing is people think that college athletes, they don't get money. I know several people that has played very high Division I football. In fact, I know a couple guys that played in Columbus, and they used to tell me, like, hey, I've got my monthly stipend check. You know, they get stuff from their, from room and board.
Yeah,
they get a check.
They give them little stipends here and there.
But it's something, it's more than you think, and it's the player's responsibility to hang on to that money. Don't go out and blow it on nonsense.
I'll tell you what, all players aren't getting the same amount.
I agree. But if you're on a full ride for football, you're getting the same amount.
No.
But not full ride basketball.
No, this is what I mean. JT Barrett, if there's stipends, his is larger than the third string quarterback, is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I get it to a point.
You know what I mean? Saying.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think that the university's going to say, oh, well, JT, you've won 102 games for us, or you've won 32 games for us. Here's an extra $5,000 a month.
But look at how much money he generated and produce for Ohio State, and what does he get? What does he get, Joe?
He gets a free education, because guess what happens? He's not going to the NFL.
No, he's not.
He goes on and earns his money now because he got that education.
But what about a player who's leaving college early to go to the NFL?
Then he gets paid by the NFL. That's his reward for going to college.
Yeah, it's
I mean, unfortunately, the universities, when you sign your name on that dotted line and say, I'm going to play football for Ohio State or Alabama or whoever, you sign and say, all right, I'm your property until I leave for the NFL or I graduate. You know, unfortunately.
But but what happens is they'll still go out and sell their gold pants or exchange them for free tattoos and you know, get free cars.
Now, look at Tattoo Gate. That looks very minimal compared to
compared to Prostitute Gate.
Yes.
In Louisville.
Yes.
You don't want to be anything called Prostitute Gate. You don't want to be a part of.
No.
Definitely not.
But we're going to take a timeout, come back, and get into some NBA basketball. The Cavs are back at it, and they will tip off in Memphis coming up here in about a half an hour. But we're going to talk about the NBA and the Cavs and then get into a little Major League Baseball after that on this Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9.
We're the home of Big Z Sports, 99.9 WTUZ.
Big Z Sports on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler and Eric McElroy. We're live in the Benchmark Construction Studios. Coming up on 7:30 on a Friday night. This show is going pretty quick. We were talking beforehand, like, okay, here we go. We got to handle 2 hours of this show.
Settle in
for this. And we're already up to the NBA segment, and Chris Kale hasn't even joined us yet. So.
Poor guy.
I think we're doing pretty good without Chris.
I don't know if even we'll get to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Chris even wants to talk to us. Yeah, he hasn't called or anything, and text or what. But the NBA is back in session. They got back at it last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers fell. That's right, fell. 110-103.
You're waiting on something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? He didn't play bad. He actually played really good. The rest of the team didn't play bad either. But couldn't get some stops late in the game, and the Wizards knocked him off without John Wall. That team's going to be pretty good when John Wall gets back.
Look promising in the first quarter for the Cavs. First came back from the All-Star break, and listen, we were all riding high with this team. They were on a 4-game winning streak. Two of those wins with all those newcomers. It's going to take a little bit. Ty Lue will get his rotation down. These players will start gelling once we get closer to the end of the regular season, which, believe it or not, it's only like, 24 games
like
or something?
Like April 14th or April 12th or something like that?
Then the playoffs are here. LeBron, he had 32 last night, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. After that, the high man was J.R. Smith, 15 points. Tristan, he had a decent night, 12 points. And 9 boards. Larry Nance Jr., who Joe will soon be wearing his dad's number 22, which hangs in the rafters there at the queue, he had 6 points. What a cool story that is, though. Larry Nance coming back right now. He's wearing number 24, but dad gave him the good old okay. You can wear my number, son, and starting next week, number 22. Why are they waiting a week?
Why didn't they get it done over the All-Star
break?
That's
what I mean. They had like 2 weeks to get it done.
So, but anyway, Larry Nance Jr. got the okay when he was traded to Cleveland from his dad to wear his number. And he said, no, dad, that's your number. I'm going to leave it there. And then his dad was like, no, I want you to wear it. So pretty neat gesture for Larry Nance Jr. to wear his dad's number. And he did pretty well in the dunk contest replicating his dad.
Yeah, did you see that? He came out in the old Phoenix Suns jersey with the high shorts and the the high socks, or really short shorts and high socks, really. And he got robbed in the dunk contest, though, at the end. The double tap off the backboard.
That was pretty impressive.
I mean, the judges who screwed him was DJ Khaled, because he gave him that 9 when it was shouldn't have been. Everybody else gave him a 10.
Yeah,
even Dr. J gave him a 10.
I wasn't impressed with Donovan Mitchell jumping over Kevin Hart. No, he was like 4'11".
We've seen people jump over people before.
I'm like, isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird to say? We've seen people jump over people before in a dunk contest. Yeah. We've seen people jump over cars in a dunk contest.
We've seen Vince Carter jump over humans in a game.
That we have, yeah.
In the Olympics.
That was in the Olympics, wasn't it? That poor guy. Was that against Russia?
I don't remember.
Don't know if that was Russia or not, but yeah, he straight leaped over. And it wasn't a short guy either.
No, he's a big post player. He's like 6'11", and Vince just jumped. Right,
literally skied right over him. Speaking of the All-Star game, what'd you think of Team LeBron versus Team Steph?
I think Team LeBron would have ran him out of the gym if everybody would have been healthy. I really do. If Cousins was in there and Porzingis and who else did they lose? And they lost a couple other. Kevin Love was hurt.
Yeah, Kevin Love was out.
I honestly think if they would have had Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, nobody would have stopped them.
Let me say this. The new format, I don't know if I'm a fan. I like East versus West.
I like the new format.
No, I don't know if I'm a fan of this. And I get the whole draft. Yeah, that's cool. And next year it'll be on television.
Well, they're saying the draft is going to happen like 30 minutes before the game at center court. They're going to come on and pregame.
I don't believe that for one second.
Dude, if they do that, that would be awesome. And you know that.
I don't believe that.
You know how cool that would be?
Yeah, it would be. It'd be like a pickup game.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's what they want.
But then what if you're the dude picked last?
Well, then you're the dude that's picked last.
We were all there before on the playground.
I was always picked last. I mean, come on.
But if they do that 30 minutes before the game and pick the squad, that would be something. But they won't, because they actually practice before all this. You know what I mean? They hold a couple
practices. Why do they need to practice?
I know.
Because they're not playing defense anyway.
No defense ever played in the game.
But what if other leagues adopted that? Would you be okay with that? I know the NFL's went that route a little bit. But what about baseball? Think about this. Mike Trout, leading vote getter in the American League, against Chris Bryant, the leading vote getter in the National League. And they just draft teams.
Let me tell you something. Baseball is so rich in their tradition.
They won't do it.
That they won't ever change it, American League versus National League. They won't ever. It will never be Team Trout versus Team Kershaw, okay?
You never know.
No, it will never be that. The game, though, especially in that fourth quarter, it picked up intensity-wise. You could tell that both teams wanted to win.
Yeah, both teams really wanted to win, and you know, it was impressive to see the defense actually picked up in that fourth quarter, like you mentioned.
That's because, it. Like the last 5 minutes, it was a real game.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden in the first quarter, you see LeBron throwing bounce alley-oops.
Yeah.
You know, that. I mean, I love that stuff about the game, but I love when they come down to the end. They're really playing hard to win, and you know, watching Russell Westbrook and Durant be on the same team, and you know, watching LeBron and Durant shut Curry down. How cool was that? You know, and that shot. Who got off that final shot? Was that because Curry passed it off? I forget who, but
I mean,
it was a heck of a shot.
It almost went in.
But I like the format. I hope they keep it, and I hope they do the draft at center court 30 minutes before the game.
That would be great. They already said it will be on TV though next year, which they totally dropped the ball that this year, big time. But yeah, the Cavs, you mentioned at Memphis tonight, Cleveland 5.5-point favorites. They'll look to get their first win after the All-Star break, and I mentioned it, they made this trade what seems like a month ago, and that was their first home game as the new look Cavaliers, which was last night when they fell to Washington. Sunday, Cleveland hosting San Antonio. Tuesday, they take on the Brooklyn Nets, and we just want those Nets to keep on losing.
Yes, we do.
And losing, because of course, wherever they end up picking in the NBA draft, that's the selection the Cavaliers will have.
What do you think the Cavs need to go after in that draft?
Joe, you're asking me right now.
Just throwing it out there, just this in late in February. What if you were to look at a weakness on this team, what do you think they would need? A big guy underneath?
Well, now that you got Nance a little bit.
Like a big guy, like 6'11 guy.
A rim protector, yeah, that would be nice. It's always nice to have a guy out enough.
Do you go after Trae Young from Oklahoma?
I was going to say, it's always great to have a guy out on the wing that can knock down the open shot with LeBron. You need always guys on the perimeter. And they're comparing Trae Young from Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
Comparing him a little bit to Steph Curry.
He shoots just like him.
Yeah.
So
that's the comparison.
And I know it's way early to talk draft, but
that
pick intrigues me a little bit still.
If you look at the Brooklyn Nets right now, they're 19-41. But the problem is, Joe, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams with 18 losses. That's Orlando and Atlanta, Sacramento, Dallas, and Phoenix. We have a tanking problem in the NBA. You know, Mark Cuban, owner of the Mavericks, was just fined $600,000 for his comments about his team tanking the rest of the NBA season. So we'll see how that shapes up. Right now in the East, Toronto, the 1 seed, Boston, the 2 seed, Cleveland, the 3 seed. And even after last night, Washington's the 4 seed. We have as many wins as they do, but we have one less loss in the loss column, if that all made sense to you. Washington's just a half game back of the Cavs. And in the West, Houston's actually the number 1 team in the West right now. Golden State at 2, then San Antonio. But the Spurs aren't getting Kawhi Leonard back, what looks like all year, which is a blow to them.
Has he played his final game in San Antonio?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Could he be a Cleveland Cavalier next year?
I'll take him. The Claw. And then Minnesota, the Timberwolves are the number 4 seed. Hey, let me ask you this. Earlier in the week, current NBA commish, Adam Silver, sort of alluded to maybe one day reseeding the playoffs and doing away with the East and the West in terms of playoff seeding and just seeding them all 1 through 16. That way, if that were to go on this year, essentially you could see the two best teams in the NBA in terms of record, Houston and Golden State, see each other in the NBA Finals instead of the Western Conference Finals. LeBron said he's not a fan of that, which I can understand why LeBron's not a fan of that. He's ruled the Eastern Conference for 7 straight years. Just name it the LeBron Conference. Would you ever be in favor of them reseeding the NBA playoffs like that, all the way from just 1 to 16, doing away with the conferences?
Yes, I want them to.
No, Joe, that's way too much change.
It's not. Why? Why,
they're already messing with my All-Star game.
Don't be afraid to change. The Cavs would be a 5 seed in the overall tournament right now if it happened that
way. Yeah, they would be.
So that's not bad. I mean, a 1 plays a 16. You know, 5 plays, what, 11?
I don't like that.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. I hope the NBA does it because I think it's going to bring interest back to the game. I mean, the NBA playoffs, a lot of people watch them, especially in Northeast Ohio with the Cavs, but I think it would be even more intriguing. You get some awesome matchups in that first, second, third round.
I get it. I understand.
That'd be really cool.
I understand you could have an East Coast team playing a West Coast team in the first round of the playoffs, and that's changing things up a little bit too much for me. The finals, of course, we have to wait all the way until June. Yeah, I said June. Until
June.
The NBA finals. You want the odds right now?
Yes.
As of right now, Joe, who's on top in terms of Vegas, Westgate, to win the NBA finals?
I'm going to say that they're sticking with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, you're right. They're sticking with the Golden State Warriors. 5 to 8 odds as of right now, the latest odds.
What does that
odds.
Mean? I'm not a gambler, so I don't know. Does that mean you have to bet 5 to win 8 or bet 8 to win 5?
No, basically, here's how it would work out. It's not a good bet, right?
Yeah.
Because they're the favorites. You would have to bet $800 to win $500.
Ugh.
It's not that great.
That's terrible.
Exactly.
You lose money.
Yeah, it's not the best. Houston Rockets are number 2. 9 to 2 odds. You want to guess where the Cleveland Cavaliers are on this list, Joe?
12 to 1.
No, 12 to 1 are actually the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, wow. Probably lower than 18 to 1.
No.
Wow, 10 to 1.
I'm guessing. Cavs are 3rd favorite to win the NBA championship.
Come on, 7 to 1.
At 5 to 1 odds.
Are you kidding?
Right now. All right. It goes Golden State, Houston, then Cleveland.
Where's Chris Kale's Celtics at?
At number 4, you have the Toronto Raptors, favored to win the NBA championship. And all the way down there at number 5, 16 to 1 odds to win it all.
Sounds about right.
The Boston Celtics. After that, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Minnesota, 33 to 1 odds. Is that right? Yeah, 33 to 1. The Milwaukee Bucks, 50 to 1. Who has the worst odds, Joe?
The Atlanta Hawks.
They're there along with 4 other teams, Dallas, Phoenix, and Sacramento. 5,000 to 1 odds.
Could, Well, you got to make the playoffs to win it. So
right, but hey, if you bet $100, you win $5,000. So there you go.
That'd be good.
But the Kings or the Suns, the Mavericks or the Hawks have to win.
You might as well burn that $100 bill and instead betting on those teams.
Do something else with it. Give it to me. I will most certainly take it right there.
Yeah, but the that's quite fitting for the Boston Celtics. I think they've overachieved a little bit this year, and you know. Someone that's not here tonight is thinking Gordon Hayward's going to come back and help them. If anything, that's going to hurt them because he's not going to be 100%.
Hey, speaking of Golden State, though, Steve Kerr announced today he's shaking up their starting lineup because they've been struggling a little bit defensively. Boston Celtics, another one of those teams who thought about shaking up their lineup after the All-Star break. And here the Cavs are. They just made a few trades, trying to figure some things out. Seems like all these teams, as of right now, trying to figure out their roster and their rotation as we go down the home stretch.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I think the Celtics are running into that rookie wall. I think some of their players are young, not used to playing this many games. I think the Celtics are hitting that wall, so to speak. They're two games back in the East, you know, and five ahead of Cleveland. But you know what? Anything can happen. Like Chris Kale says, chip in a seat and you're in and see what happens.
That is his saying.
It is.
Says it all the time. Hey, you can join us tonight, Facebook, Twitter, and on the text line, which is the same number you can call, 330-339-9399. Our poll question is up. Comment away. Interact that way. It's on Facebook and Twitter. We want to hear from you guys. Which high school basketball team, boys or girls, will make the deepest run in the state tournament?
I think Vicki Miller was listening to us earlier, or listening to me at least, because she picked the New Philadelphia Girls, the Strasburg Boys, and the Highland Girls.
Three pretty solid answers, yeah, right, yeah, there. Oh, I mean, yeah. how can you go wrong when you pick three of the favorites?
Do you remember Jeff Harstein?
Yeah, I remember Jeff.
He was our wing-eating contest at a draft show last year.
Jeffrey, how could I forget?
He was the winner. He took Strasburg. He's a Strasburg guy, though.
You know what also I don't forget about that evening, and I will never forget for as long as I live, is after that wing-eating contest, who then decided to dive in for those same exact wings that had everybody else's hands in them, decided to eat them himself. That would be you, Joe Heckler.
Really? Oh, they're food.
You dove right in.
I did. Those are good.
Those were contest wings that had been drooled upon and slobbered on.
I have no shame.
And but hey, those wings from Brickyard, I mean, slobber or not, they're still delicious.
Yes, they were.
And they were jumbo. You see how big those wings were?
Those things were huge, and they were hot.
They came out steaming.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll have another one of those draft parties again this year. Because there's another team that has two of the first four picks. So,
listen, it's hard to believe we haven't talked any football in like the past month on this show, isn't it? Isn't that weird? Well, we had Super Bowl like earlier this month, so that was about it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get back into it because the draft's coming up, the combine's coming up. You know, there's some trades happening in the NBA, in the NFL, so we'll get back into the NFL. We're just taking a little hiatus.
I'm good with that because, of course, you know what happened to my team. So, I mean, still waiting on them to win their first game of the year. Anytime, guys. Anytime.
Well, let's see. Their first one's in September.
Anytime.
So get another 6 months or so.
Anytime. For a while there, I was going with no haircut until they won a game.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Then I had to.
How about not shaving
for my own
pride?
I wouldn't have anything. I can't grow a beard.
It would be pretty funny looking, though.
No, I've said it plenty of times. When I try to grow a beard, it looks like Joe Dirt because it looks all white trash and it doesn't connect on the sides. Doesn't look right.
So. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and wrap this puppy up on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the final segment of the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler and Eric McElroy. We're live in the Benchmark Construction Studios. Again, don't forget to like our Facebook page, WTUZ Big Z Sports. Follow us on Twitter at @big_Z Sports. And of course, the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. And Eric, I think we have a special guest on the hotline.
He called in
as he is all the way up in Mahoning County working at a fire department playing video games, wasting taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Is that right, Chris Kale?
What's all of Mahoning County think of that, Chris?
Well, you guys all messed the whole thing up. First of all, what's going on, my fellas?
How do we mess it up?
Because it's Trumbull County.
Oh, dang.
I am playing after teaching CPR today and going through management things. you know, I'm finally relaxing.
You're a manager?
Video games.
No. You're a manager?
No, I was fighting against management.
Okay.
Oh, hey, imagine that.
I'm in the union.
Nobody cares about that stuff. Hey, I want to ask you the poll question driven by Parkway Ford and Lincoln Superstore. Which area high school basketball team, Kale, boys and girls, do you think will make the deepest run here in the state tournament?
Okay, so I have been talking about the Strasburg Tigers boys basketball team. I've kind of been talked them up in the podcast. I think that they've shown the gut and determination going down the stretch, you know, sitting at, what are they, 19-1, 20-1?
If you were listening earlier, 21-1, yeah.
Okay, 21-1, there you go. I knew they were only at one loss. But anyway, I think they've proven in a tough IVC they've beaten the teams that they've needed to beat, and I think they're going to have a good deep run in the tournament this year. And on the girls' side, I'm not taking the easy way out like you guys and saying Highland. I'm going with the new Philadelphia Quakers. I think they're playing hot at the right time. They're not in that tough Division I stretch that they had a couple of years ago when you know, they went up and played up at the Civic Center and they just ran into tougher competition. What was that, Jackson, I think, that they played? And, you know, I just think that they're going to have a better run in D2 now. And I like the Quaker girls, man. They're playing hot at the right time. And Aaliyah Currents is just a monster.
Don't say you guys, because Highland never came out of my mouth on the girls' side.
You know, I said, hold on, Chris. I said, besides Highland, that's an obvious choice. That's an obvious pick. So besides them, I took New Philadelphia and Strasburg as well.
Chris isn't even here and we're fighting.
I know.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
This is what it boils down to.
What if I would say that I think Highland is one of those teams that I think can get upset early. Not real early, not in the first game, but maybe second, third round.
Yeah,
would that surprise you?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Tournament time, not really. But it would definitely shake things up in that bracket. It would cause for a little bit of mayhem, which is what we all want come tournament.
In the girls bracket, if you look at Highland, they play Ridgewood. They got Buckeye Trail or Union Local winner. Until they play either Tuskegee Valley, Bel Air, Garaway, or Morgan, I don't think they have much competition in front of them.
Well, but listen, Buckeye Trail is not too bad, but I'll tell you right now, Tuskegee Valley, they better watch out for that game. I don't think they played Tuskegee Valley in the regular season, did they?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if they did either. But I'm telling you, those girls out of Tuskegee Valley, a team that could be hungry in that game against Highland, that could be a trip-up game.
Now, they played them in the IVC Showcase. And Highland,
Highland beat them, right?
Highland beat them. But it was a pretty substantial margin, like 60-35.
Yeah, I thought it was like 12 or 13, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it more than that?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was like 60-35.
Mm. Hey, Chris, did you catch any spring training baseball earlier today?
I did not. I know that when I was heading down to the church that we ordered fish from tonight, I heard that the Indians were losing
and they lost
to the Reds. And I also heard that the Pirates lost too, didn't they?
The first game you mentioned, the Reds, they beat the Indians 6-4. Listen, it's only spring training, though. I mean, what are we really talking about here? The Pirates earlier today, I believe every team was in action. They got beat by the Rays 6-3.
So that means the only person to have their team win today was me.
Great, Joe.
Yes.
Fantastic. Hopefully
my Penguins will win here in about a half hour. I mean, a couple hours, but they can win in about a half hour. So
now Highland and Tuskegee Valley
Highland
and Tuskegee Valley played in the IVC Showcase. That was it. Highland beat them 50-35, not 60-35.
Okay.
Hey,
that's still 15 points.
And I'm sure you heard the odds a moment ago. Are you shocked the Cavs are favored over the Celtics and the Raptors, still 5-1 odds to win the NBA Finals?
No, I'm not shocked at that.
Well, let me ask.
I'd rather be the underdog.
Let me ask you guys this before. You'll need more than that underdog bulletin board motivation, Chris Kale. I know that. Come playoff time. Okay, since we just did NBA odds, you guys want, on the first day of spring training, World Series odds?
Yes.
You want these right now, too?
Yes.
If I were to ask you both, which team is favored to win the 2018 World Series? What would you say?
New York Yankees.
I'm going to say the Chicago Cubs.
Chris Kale is correct. Oh. The New York Yankees at 5-1 odds, the favorite to win the 2018 World Series. Who won it last year, guys?
The Astros.
Yeah, they're number two on that list.
See, I'm like an hour and a half away, and I'm still beating it, Joe, at trivia.
And also, what about in terms of the National, because those are two American League teams, who's favored to win the National League pennant?
It would have to be the Cubs, I would assume.
Chris?
I think the Astros.
They're in the American League.
They're in the American League now.
Oh, that's right. They are in American League now. Oh, yeah, that's right. Man, I don't know.
Dodgers.
I don't think the Cubs. Really?
Dodgers.
Is it the Dodgers?
Yeah, 6-1 odds. After that, your Cleveland Indians, fourth. 8-1 odds, their favorite. They're actually tied with the Nationals, both of them 8-1 odds.
If I put $100 down on the Reds, how much would I win?
Right now, the Cincinnati Reds, their odds to win the 2018 World Series are a mere 125-1.
Holy cow.
Listen,
the Pirates, I'll bet you they're like 190-1.
You bet a buck, you win 125. Where are we looking for the Pirates?
Pirates
are 100-1 odds right there.
Really? They got better odds than the Reds?
Yeah. They're saying, that means, they're saying if they played the 2018 season, Chris, 100 times, your Pirates would only win the World Series once.
Right.
That's if they played the 2018 season 100 different times over.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, Chris, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Go Buckeyes.
Chris,
are you
still? Go Buckeyes.
Yep. All right, Chris. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, no problem. See you guys later.
Yep. That's Chris Kale joining us from the fire department in Trumbull County, not Mahoning.
I'm glad we did that.
Yes, that was intriguing radio. Again, big thank you to Adam Hall, the Strasburg boys basketball coach, joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show back in the 6 o'clock hour. Again, Tracy Payne, New Philadelphia girls basketball coach, joining us again in the 6 o'clock hour to talk about their tournament run coming up for both teams. Again, thanks to Eric and Chris. And again, big thanks to the listener. It goes out to you each week. Tune in here to the Big Z Sports Show. We'll talk to you again next Friday night beginning at 6 o'clock right here on Big Z Sports on Z Country 99.9.
Tonight's Big Z Sports Show has been presented by TMK Valley Propane, Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Agency, Chuck Nicholson GMC Mazda, Kine Lumber, Parkway Superstore, Benchmark Construction, and Action Extreme Sports. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you follow Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. And be sure to join us next time for Big Z Sports. But in the meantime, guard your vital.